New investments in higher-speed rail are making passenger rail supporters almost giddy. $8 billion from the Recovery Act is seed money for new high-speed routes in California and Florida and improvements for existing routes in other regions. At a recent National Press Club panel discussion, Amtrak's Joseph McHugh said Amtrak's not getting any of that money, but it'll improve the freight railroads on which Amtrak operates its trains.
And that means higher speeds, reduced trip time, additional frequencies, improved facilities, and a higher level of reliability for our services all around the country.
Beyond that first $8 billion, the Department of Transportation's so-called Tiger Grants will mean a few billion dollars more for further upgrades on railroads and depots that tie into commuter rail, light rail, and other mass transit. Supporters of passenger rail are expecting big things from the investments. But others see spending billions upon billions of dollars on passenger rail as wasted money. They don't see the utopia of transportation and better, faster trains. Many online comments from readers of stories on higher-speed rail indicate they don't want the government to subsidize rail projects. They see it as stealing from necessary highway and bridge improvements. Others are more political, saying the government is trying to imitate the high-speed rail of Europe when they feel Americans are more independent and they prefer their cars. So the debate sometimes devolves into cars versus train, or individuality versus socialism. Susan Zielinski heads up the University of Michigan's Smart Transit Project. She says that's the wrong way to view it.
I think we get ourselves stuck in the polarization, and this isn't about getting rid of cars.
She says better passenger rail and tying it into better mass transit gives more people more choices. She notes not everyone has access to a reliable car. Environmentalists add the train is just more environmentally friendly. Howard Lerner is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
On a per passenger mile basis, rail is about three times as efficient as travel by car in terms of fuel efficiency and six times as efficient as travel by air. So there are pretty substantial pollution reduction benefits, both in terms of greenhouse gases and other pollutants, when it comes to traveling by rail.
But the investment of billions of dollars during the Obama administration is generally considered just the down payment on the cost of bringing U.S. passenger rail service into the 21st century. Just a couple of years ago, the Bush administration tried to zero out the Amtrak budget. A future president might do the same. Susan Zielinski at the University of Michigan believes the improvements in rail service we'll see in just the next several years will prove these investments are worth it.
Congress is not going to be able to go backwards on this. This is going to usher in a whole new set of industry opportunities, of economic development in communities, of new opportunities for jobs.
But even people who like the idea of improved passenger rail service say if this money doesn't result in the trains arriving on time, doesn't fix the problem of having no transportation once they arrive at the depot, doesn't spiff up the drab Amtrak train cars, and keep train ticket prices reasonable, it'll be hard not to keep piling into the car or cramming themselves into an airline seat. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.